Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The spread of coronavirus has the attention of just about everyone. And Ryan Burrow is joining us this morning. The scramble is on for a treatment or a vaccine. Where does that stand?
Yeah, so what's going on right now at the Nebraska Medical Center, and this is, by the way, where 14 people are being treated right now related to coronavirus, most of them from that Diamond Princess cruise ship. They've begun the first clinical trial, including 400 patients in 50 locations. The problem with doing a trial is you have to have people who you can test, and there aren't a lot of them in the United States. But, of course, they want to look more globally, so it's going to take a little while. Unfortunately, having some kind of treatment or vaccination isn't something that's going to necessarily happen overnight because they need to do trials. They need to have sample sizes, good sample sizes. They have to have controlled groups. So this may take a while, but efforts are underway to try to get to the bottom of this thing and try to stop it from spreading even further.
Okay, so clinical trials trying to find out exactly what might stop this disease. In the meantime, the Olympics are set for Tokyo this summer, and there's been some talk that they could be in danger.
Yeah, one of the people fueling this theory that it possibly would not happen is Richard Pound. He's a member of the IOC, longest sitting member. He's from Canada, been with the IOC since 1978, and he basically said in an interview with the Associated Press that if there is still widespread coronavirus cases, and we're not just talking about Wuhan, China, we're talking about all around the globe, that by the end of May, they may have a very difficult decision to make. Now, the IOC has walked that statement back, saying, look, we are still full steam ahead. This is going to happen in Tokyo. We're making preparations. We're monitoring the situation. No athletes should change plans or change schedules. No coaches, no fans. This is going to happen. But, you know, it obviously puts it out there that there is a possibility that these games won't happen as planned.
Is it more likely that they would be canceled rather than delayed?
You know, there were a couple options on the table suggested, well, why don't you just move them to London or Rio, you know, places that have recently had them because they're already essentially, you know, have all the facilities. But according to Richard Pound, he thinks that they would just scrap it altogether. There have been discussions about maybe pushing it back to October as well. You know, ultimately, it's going to be up to the IOC to make that decision. But as of right now, they're just keeping focused on that July 24th opening ceremony.
You know, regardless of whether or not they occur, even if the IOC expects it to move forward, could we see an Olympics with fewer competitors just because a lot of these athletes might be missing qualifiers, things like that, because of travel restrictions or not being able to go abroad?
Absolutely. I mean, we already know that Team Russia's out because of the doping scandal, right? What if Team China is out because of travel restrictions? I mean, that's a possibility that's out there. The IOC says it's working to try to create qualifying events that some of these members of Team China can compete in ahead of the games, because right now they're stranded. They're stuck. They can't go and compete in these tournaments in Australia and India or anywhere across the globe because they can't travel. So the IOC says it's doing whatever it can to try to create opportunities for them, but, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's got to be safe. So we will see, you know, how that ends up playing out. It will impact athletes in one form or another.
Has there ever been an Olympics that didn't happen?
Yes, 1940, 1944, because of World War II. And actually, the 1940 Olympics was supposed to be in Tokyo. So, interesting.
All right. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for the time, and hopefully you're able to cover the Olympics this summer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.